This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Israeli tanks and bulldozers began a major operation in the Rafah refugee camp in the southern Gaza Strip. Israel says the operation is aimed at stopping arms smuggling from Egypt and arresting militants. As part of this operation, a buffer zone along the border between Gaza and Egypt is to be widened, and that's expected to cause the destruction of hundreds of Palestinian homes. As the operation got underway, Israeli helicopter gunships fired missiles that killed a number of people. Chris McGreal is a reporter for London's Guardian newspaper, and he's in Rafah. Good morning.
Good morning.
What have you seen?
Well, overnight, we had the missile attacks that were on the Block O area of the refugee camp. In the hours before that, hundreds of Palestinians along the border in the area where they expected the fighting to take place and the houses to be destroyed piled their belongings onto wooden carts drawn by donkeys and fled the area, fled for the main town. They had taken note of Israeli tanks moving into the area, sealing off all of Rafah, so it's now impossible to get in or out. And the fact that last Friday the Israelis destroyed about 200 homes in an assault on two areas of the refugee camp in search of the body parts of five Israeli soldiers who were blown up in an APC on the border.
So Israeli tanks are moving in, Palestinians are moving out. Now the cause for all this is, according to Israel, that Palestinian militants are smuggling arms into the Gaza Strip through a network of tunnels. Is it possible to know how many tunnels there really are?
Well, they don't find very many, and critics of the Israeli policy say the level of destruction bears no relation to the number of tunnels found. I think that over the past year in the Rafah area, they've discovered perhaps a dozen tunnels. In the past 8 months, they've destroyed more than 600 homes. I think that there is a consensus amongst Palestinians and amongst many Israelis, including left-wing MPs who describe what's going on as illegal as a war crime, that in fact the excuse that they are hunting for weapon smuggling tunnels is actually a cover for the wholesale destruction of parts of the refugee camp and what the Palestinian Prime Minister yesterday described as ethnic cleansing.
You said 600 homes have been destroyed. Are more likely to be destroyed as this buffer zone is built?
Yes, indeed. The Israeli Army Chief of Staff on Sunday, Moshe Yalon, said that there would be hundreds more homes destroyed. The Israeli security sources, which is basically army briefings, have made it clear that there's two stages to what's happening now. One is to come into the camp and to try and either kill or arrest as many Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Al-Aqsa Brigade fighters as possible, and then, as a second stage, to destroy more homes.
And just to be clear what we're talking about here, Mr. McGreal, when we say homes in a refugee camp, are we talking, since we say camp, are we talking about tents, or are these more permanent structures?
No, this is nothing like what you might usually imagine a refugee camp to be, with the United Nations tents and all of the rest. These are structures that were built in the 1970s and 80s. To be frank, the refugee camp resembles the town. It's hard to tell the two apart. Many of these refugees moved here in 1948 after they either fled or were driven out of Israel. And many of the people described as refugees were actually born in these areas. So it is much more a town than a traditional refugee camp.
Mr. McGreal, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Chris McGreal is a reporter for London's Guardian newspaper, and he's in the Rafah refugee camp in the Gaza Strip.